Good morning. Public comment based on our base. Holding a stage when a papa told us that some toldos are like the obvious and some are not. And because of that, the Gemara is now going to go through all the different obvious and toldos and work out which ones possibly are like the arm and which one are not. So really everything we learned now was an introduction to the beginning of this sugya. And this sugya now, from now on, from here, another daf is to tell us all the different obvious that there are and possible toldos that go with it. From the Mishnah, all the obvious of obvious zikin, yeah. Included in the Mishnah, the four obvious zikin.
There's other obvious beyond that.
Well, it says show them all, so we're going to see. Show doesn't mean just show, it's three. We'll see how we go. Okay, let's see. There are other obvious as well, but that's not this Gemara at the moment, so that's going to be later on. But that other obvious. Tano Abono. Gimel always never be show. When it says show, or by show with an animal that's a show, there's three obvious. There's three obvious that's applicable to a show. There's Keren, Shen, and Rego. Doesn't mean that the word show in the Mishnah means three obvious. That doesn't mean that. That's Machlokes. Rather, when it says show, when the Torah discusses show, there's three possible obvious that could be applicable to a show. Rather, the Keren, Shen, and Rega. So Rashi straight away tells us what is Keren, Shen, and Rega. What's the difference between Keren, Shen, and Rega?
It doesn't have to be sure. It's just any animal, really. It's not.
Yeah, no problem. So what's Keren? Says Rashi, Keren is Linkoyach. A Keren is used to gore. That's the first one. Keren means Negicha, goring. What's Shen? Shen means lechol, eating. And a tooth is used to eat. It means animal eats. And what's regel? Regel is drisa lishmois hakelim. It's treading on items to break them. Drisa lishmois hakelim. Treading which breaks kelim. Not with kavanah to break, but it does break.
The query yesterday on regel talks about kelim. Doesn't talk about anything else.
No, it's not. If anything, it says kelim to include also kelim. But see, boy is not going to be chai for kelim. Right. But, I mean, I'm saying that boy is chai for oichel, but not chai for kelim. Regel is chai even for kelim. Yeah. That's to exclude though. What have I said wrong now?
Rob is saying that it's trying, Rashi is saying it's even food.
Yeah.
So my balls say even food.
What's even food?
So Rob says ball is cave.
Boys, no, boys, not chayv for cave.
Okay, look at what?
Only food.
Only food.
Well, animals, but not cave. Boys, pot for cave.
But ball is not high for a lung.
That's right. And
right,
not for cave.
So right? Canaan and fruit. But not enough. But I'm saying is Rashi bringing it. Am I mistaken? Rashi's bringing. Why
I'm
is
saying
it
Rashi stresses Kalim, maybe because it stresses Kalim to say it includes even Kalim, even standing on Kalim.
This is one why the question is why too much to sounds like it's excluding from.
That's what I'm saying. No,
it's just that there are other cases that are excluding things also. It's not specified. There's other cases like well, that excludes it done.
Excludes.
Excludes.
And this is not excluding for Keren. This is saying regel, drisa lishmis why kelim? Why are we stressing kelim? Because that's 1 mile over boring when there's no chiyuv
Is drisa?
Another enough minute, the reason why we'd be talking about kelim is because that's the chiyuv between shen and regel. Shen is only chayiv for dvar ha'oyim, which is fruit. So shen is lechel, and regel is even kelim. Regular walks on Kalim is high for that, even though Shen wouldn't be high for that. So it could also be a chiluk. Why we must stress Kalim. I'm not coming to say that only Kalim, even Kalim. as opposed to Shem, it's only lechel, it's only fruit. Regal expanded, not just food, also Kedem as well. Fine.
Is there a difference between Kedem and
Kedem? Yeah. You, when you are Heilech, you are Dose. Person who walks, as he's walking his activity to go from A to B, that Teresa is what actually happens when you go from A to B. Right.
So Teresa is more running or some other kind of awesome.
Teresa is activity that happens when a person walks, when a person runs, when a person jumps.
Right.
There's an activity called Teresa. Very good. So now the God's got a question, where do we know these three obvious Nizikim? We know Hashem, we're very knowledgeable, we know Torah, and the Quran that we learned to educate to the Regal, so we know very much about Hashem and Regal. Karen, we didn't learn that much, and now here the Apostle is going to tell us, the God's going to tell us where we know Karen from. Karen Menola. The Torah Rabbanan is the Apostle Kiyiga. Yeah?
Sorry. This is a Raisa?
This is a Raisa, right.
The Raisa says it's three avos.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with our mission of Alba avos?
The three avos obviously said by Shoy. But Shoy, there's three avos. And the Torah speaks about Shoy, there's three avos. In the Torah, about Shoy, there's three avos. There's Karen, Shem, and Rego.
Should they be counted as part of one?
They are.
They are.
Because if you go with it, Shoy, if we go to one of the Malachim, Shoy is Regal, Boy is Boy, Mab is Shem, and Heva is Eish, and then when the Pasuk Mishnah ends off, Kishi is Chava Mazik, is coming to include Keren as well. Why is it not written clearly? Because it's not Mubit Mitzki Lossi. We'll have to learn it in the Gemara. That's according to Shmuel, Hunter Rav, Shoy means Keren, Shem, Regal as well. The word show means that. So they're all listed in the Mishnah, some explicitly, some less so. Right? So
technically, according to the Shita, it says showing all three of those.
Showing the Mishnah is all three?
Yeah. It's really more than four.
Yeah, sure. Meachos. Even according to the other Shita, even according to Shmuel, is more than four. There's four always Amud Mitzkilosan, and then there's another one that isn't.
Right.
So there's four because those are the main ones. Yeah. And we had some this type of question we'd be addressing on Daftar Adam Adbez with the Gemara Bris. There's 24. The 24 obvious. So what happened to these four? Why are you mentioning four? Then the Gemara is going to address Daftar Adam Adbez. We have time to get this done. So then we've really had two prices. One price is telling us there's three obvious, and there's another brisa which tells us where the makor of them is. You know, where do we know from? The Tana Rabbanan is a brisa. Yigav, the pasuk. Everyone checked up the chumash, I'm sure. But there's a pasuk in the beginning of Shemois, which is the launch of all the obvious. Yikin ki yigav shoy ish es shoy re'eyu. If a person's shoy gores. So how do you gore?
So the pasuk I have is reference here in this Amen is Gemara is Bechigach Shol et Ish or et Ish Am Remit.
Which one are you on the side?
It says over here Shalom Chav Alev.
Yeah.
Pasuk Chav Chet. Bechigach Shol et Ish or et Isha Remit. So for you to say Shol, no Yachel. Wait a second.
Give me a second. The choir. There's two things. Sorry. There's one puzzle that you're saying, Kiyiga Shoy is Isha of Amaz. There's a puzzle that afterwards, Kiyiguif Shoy Ish is Shoy El. Kiyiguif. And the one that it's going to say why when it talks about going a person, use the word Yigach. And talks about going an animal, use the word yiguif. Right? But quite right, so we put it to the right possible. Ki yigach shoy is ish. But it's ish of a mitzvah. How do you do a negicha? What does negicha mean? How do you do it?
Points.
How do you know that? How do we know that Negicha means goy? Besides the article translation, but that wasn't around. So how do we know it? So the Gemara brings a riot, and the ain Negicha out of a Karen.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Negicha. It means keret. Shenema. It says vayas loy tzidkio ben kanano karni barzel. Tzidkio ben kanana kanano made horns of metal. Vayoyma, and he said he was an obi. Vayoyma Hashem beile tenagach esarom. With these horns, I'm going to be nagach. As Aaron. So you see, the word nagach, negicha, is connected to horns. From here we know, from a pasuk in Melachim, we know that when the Torah says ki yigach, it means to go with horns. Va'omer, and the Gemara, the Brayta carried on, va'omer with another pasuk, v'choy shoyoy hadar loy, v'karnoy re'im karnov. For him, Amim Yenach. So you see again, it says Karnay Re'im Karnov, and with these Karnayim, he's going to be Nagach. So again, we see that the words Karnayim are connected with Negicha. End of Brayta.
First question, why not
listen to the first
question?
Oh, why not what? Why not say the Chumash first? It's the first question everyone should be asking. Yeah, all right.
Second question,
you're going to bring a raya. Why bring a raya from the Chumash before you bring a raya from Meloch? Top.
The Gemara is going to ask why you need the Omer. I was going to ask why you need the Nach Pasuk.
Right. It's also a good question. So let's see.
What's the second question?
After you have the Pasuk in the Torah, why do you need the Pasuk in Nach? So my Omer, those two questions we'll address later. My Omer. First of all, the Gemara is asking, why do you need another posuk? What's wrong with the first posuk that you brought? Why do you need to bring another posuk? Perhaps you'll tell me, Divri Torah, Divri Kabbalah, Lo Yafinon. This is what the Braisa meant. Then maybe you'll say, you know, I can't bring you the first posuk because you can't learn Divri Torah from Divri Kabbalah. Toshama, Bechoy Shoyo, Hada Loi. And that's why you need the second posuk. So why bring the first
possible?
Oh, good question, right? It's a similar question which Yossi was asking. If you can't learn it, and that's why you need the second possible, so why bring the first possible, right? That we'll see in a minute. We'll address that question also in a minute, Mamish in a minute. And 1 second, you might have got cash on that. What mean it for? What are you learning out? What do you mean? What mean it for? We're learning out from Novi. What the pshat and the posuk in Shmoyis is that as a halacha, nothing as a halacha. Kilui milse balmu. All it is a dictionary. That's all. The posuk says yigar shoyish es isha shoyish shoyish isha. That's what the posuk says. We don't know what the translation is. We look elsewhere in the lexicon and we find out. Okay, the Torah says the Navi says bagli negicha means caring. So. That's not. We're not learning out halacha from Nobby. We're learning out translation that you're allowed to do. So what's the Gemara saying? Why do you need that? Well, maybe for Gilim Nosvalmu. It's just revealing what the pshat is. The negicha, the keru, the negicha is with your keru. Ela, mal de tema. You know what? A different pshat. Mal de tema, ki pali rechmono. I might have thought. Yes, one might have thought. Ki paragraph mono. Ki paragraph mono main town the book. You know, a different reason. The Met, we need a two circuit because one might have thought that we know in the Torah says there's something called Chotzer's Kaspoi and sometimes says Vimuzu Mitroshul Shoim, he has to pay Nezek Shorim. So it makes a chiluk between keren, tam, and mu'ud. I might have thought, you know what that is? That's only by tlusho. With Telusha, then you make a chilek between Tam and Mu'ud. But how do you know? Abu bin Mukhubaris. How do you know bin Mukhubaris? Maybe if you have a shoy that has got horns connected to it, maybe that's not included in Yiga, and maybe you would pay Nezik Shoy. Always, even first time, maybe you should always pay Nezik Shoy. Toshema, Bechoy, Shoy, Hodolo. Hem, Amim, Tanaga. So you see, the Torah speaks about a shoy that's got horns connected to it. And the Torah calls it Negicha. So you see, the Torah Stam always talks about Negicha, even something which is Stam. Even something which is mechuba, some negich of the Torah is even something mechuba, and on that the Torah says there's a chiluk between chetzi and nezek shoy. So why do we have two psukim? First one from the Gemara was because maybe you can't learn out from Novi what the word negicha means. Well, so that can't be the pshat. Of course, you can learn out from Novi what pshat, what the taich in the negicha means. So what is the pshat? Why do we need two psukim? Because if you'd only have the pasuk in Navi, you would have thought only something which is tolosh, there's a chiluk between tam and mu'ud. But something which is mechuba, where the animal is going normally in its normal way, where the horns are connected in the normal way, maybe then there's no chiluk between tam and mu'ud. Maybe you always think as it shot him, even on the first time. And that, the pasuk brings the pasuk in to tell us that no. That. You see, the Torah refers to Negicha even with the normal way. And on that, the Torah says, Chatzi Nezek Nezek Shoyim.
How do you know it's normal?
For an animal to have horns connected?
No. How do we know, if we would have had that halavim, that it was, that when it's tam, it's only when it's detached. Now that we have a pasuk in Chumash that says the lashon of Negicha, how do you know that's not referring to only detached?
Which pasuk? There's two pasukim in Chumash. There's one pasuk ki yigoich in Pashas Mishpat, Mishpatim. There's another pasuk in Pashas Vezei Tzabracha, B'choy Shoy Hodo Loi, Mekano Ein Mekano, Vahem Tenaga Chesamim. So there it's talking about the B'choy Shoy.
You've locked up, it's frozen.
Pasuk here, no. Right? How do you have proof here that it's attached and of course it is detached? I don't know how the pasuk over there proves that it's detached. I think you're going to say it's detached.
Okay,
it's
so your two questions have answered themselves. If you look in the pasuk, it says, Vayas Tzidkiyo, Kalav Mi Balza, what's the option?
Yeah.
He made for himself karni bauza. So those are not attached to any animal. They're detached. Then he made for himself karni bauza. And he said, with these tenaga chazara, right? What's ma? Oh, it's connected. Connected to what? He made for himself. If you make yourself horns, are they connected to an animal?
He made a hat. He didn't used to wear it.
I don't know.
How does that prove it? Because it's a human and half, of course it's detached, I would say.
Okay, so it's detached.
But by the animal, what's the other there? I would say it's attached, of course. Not that it's between his mouth. Does an ox ever take a horn and put it in his mouth and then pour?
So no, not you. You've now thrown in another question, not quite sure where you're going. There's two things you're likely. If I talk about an animal having horns, those animals are connected. If I talk about a person making horns, those horns are detached. They're two different types of horns. Had we only had the pasuk in Menachem, all we would know is that horns that are detached, we call tenagach. That's what it would mean. And therefore, if an animal would take horns in its mouth and would go, that would be called tenagach. But having horns on itself and it's walking around and it damages things, that's not called tenagach. Maybe that's called something else on there. There wouldn't be a din of tam and mu'ud. Maybe that's more like regal. Maybe they pay Nezek Shoy. Maybe. So maybe need the pasuk to tell me that no. The pasuk when it talks about tenaga means even connected. And connected horns are not the Torah said the chiluk between chetzi and Nezek Shoy. That's the Gemara, that's what it says. So
I'm gonna make that pasuk in Chumash.
What? Oh, so why do we need the Pasuk in Nechem? That's the question. After all this said and done, that two Malkum, why the Bongo brought down the Pasuk in Nechem? Number one was to teach us what Tanagach means. And then we said, well, maybe you can't learn it from there because it's not me. Okay, so I bring you a Pasuk in the Torah, what Tanagach means. So why do you bring me the Pasuk in Nechem? I bring you the Pasuk in the Torah, finished. Use the Torah as a dictionary. Why do you need the Pasuk in Nechem? Question number one. Then we had another Mahalach in the Gemara that the reason why it says the Pasuk in the Chumash, because had you just had the Pasuk in Nechem, in Menachem, you would have thought only detached has a chilek between Tam and Mut, but attached doesn't. That even attached has a chilek between Tam and Mut. Okay. So why don't you just bring me the Pasuk in and yeah. Can I ask a very quick question? Pause a second. Is everyone hot or are people cold or comfortable? It's boiling hot. Is that possible? Oh, I swear to God, that one sweats.
Is there any discussion that in the Navi, Carney Parzival obviously is a real parent? A lance, essentially, like a weapon that Parzival is calling you. It's not a camera. It's not a real
war. Seven.
It's just cheap.
Okay. That's good. What the Gemara was saying, had we just said it, would have said, on this thing, this weapon, you would use the word Tanagach to say a weapon. How do you know that you would say a weapon by horns are connected to an animal? Unless you particularly want to on.
I think it is on.
It's on, but not on.
She's here.
She is here?
Yeah, I saw her.
Sorry, Mr. Bell, it's just melting from the heat. Hi, could you put the air conditioning on in the shoe room? It's very hot, or lower it. I don't know if it's on, but it's very warm. Put it down to 60. All right. Okay, so why do you need the Pasuk in Navi?
Yeah, it's only an allegory, it's not an actual case of somebody describing very sensitive is that it's all metaphor. It's not actually anything going on, therefore that doesn't give you an example of actually drawing about metaphors as if
something happens. I hear. Nice, but the thing is, we really just want to know a translation. That's what we really want to know, right? That when the Torah speaks about Negicha, the Torah says, but Tam Amud, what's it talking about? An attached one or a detached one? So if you find the word Negicha by attached, then we would say that's what the Torah means, finished.
So if you've got the book into why do we need enough?
Right, so why do we need enough? Why do we need the Pasuk enough? So that's a question which is asked by Nachrinim. Actually, I noticed today that I've written down the Shitma Kvetz to ask this kasha. I saw at the back of the Gemara to ask this kasha. It's a basic question on the Sugya. He says, depending on the Mahalo, he's going to make himself a cup of coffee. Depending on the Mahalo, the Gemara will be an answer to this question. Meaning that for each Mahalo, there'll be a different answer. Wait a second. The first Malach of the Gemara was the reason why we couldn't learn out from Nobby and we needed the Pasuk in the Torah was because you can't learn out translation from Kabbalah. The Gemara asked, why can't you learn translation? There's nothing wrong learning translation from it. But the first Malach of the Gemara was that you can't learn out translation from Nobby, you need to learn out from the Chumash.
That's
what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara was saying, had we just had Bechi Tema, Halacha Mekamala Lo Yafinon, Bechi Tema, Dibi Tema, Dibi Kamala Lo Yafinon, what does that mean? If you say you can't learn out Dibi Tema from Dibi Kamala,
right, became a halacha, right?
But that's what the Gemara is asking. Hey, beautiful. Gilu mil svalo. All we're learning out is translation. It means the Gemara at the beginning was saying you can't even learn our translation. How did you read the Gemara before? Chitim and the return and the Rekabola of Leofinan. How did you understand the Havimin of the Gemara then?
Before we're learning out.
What halacha were you teaching us? That's translation. The Pasuk says Giyiga and tells us all the halachas of Giyiga. And the translation of Nagicha is Karen. How do you know that? From Nobi. And on that, the Gemara said that, well, maybe you can't learn out from Nobi translation, you have to learn out from the Chumash. Right? On that, the Gemara answered back, no, can't be. Of course, you can learn out translation from Nobi. So it can't be the reason why we got two psukim. But the first malach of the Gemara was the reason why we have two psukim is because we can't learn out translation from Nobi. Right? The Gemara's master. That's what the first translation says. If you're looking, I'll read it out to you. Tefer Shmuel. He says, according to that Mahalach in the Gemara, according to that Mahalach, the reason why the Apostle of Brisa brought the Gemara, the Apostle of Melachim, is to teach us that. To teach us you can't learn out translation from Novi. Therefore, he brought the Apostle in Novi and said the Apostle in Chumash, why are we bringing both Sukkim? To tell you you can't learn out translation from Novi. That's
Mahalach.
I brought you the Pasuk of Novi and then the Pasuk of the Chumash to teach you that, to stress this point. To teach you, I'm not going to be able to get away with the Pasuk of Novi, I need to bring you a Pasuk of Chumash. And I brought you a Pasuk of Chumash, you would never know this halacha. You would never know that you can't learn translation from Novi because we brought a Pasuk of Chumash. That's all we did. And if I brought you a Pasuk, I said, no, boy, man, I'm teaching you halacha. Why am I teaching you? Why am I bringing you another Pasuk? To teach me that you can't learn out. Ferris Shmuel.
I don't get it.
Go on. Why
Mashma that you could learn it out from the Pasuk, and you would have been able to, and that's why I'm suggesting the Pasuk. That's to say that it's not, we don't learn out of this, I don't get it. Well,
1 second, you know what the Gemara is saying before you're attacking the Ferris Shmuel? What's the Gemara saying? The price of all two psukim.
Yes.
The Gemara asks, why do you need two psukim?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the first one?
Oh, the first
one. Gemara says, what's the problem?
That I would have thought it's only a detached.
No. That's on the second stage of the Gemara. We're at the moment going with the first stage of the Gemara. What was the first stage of the Gemara? Why did the Gemara bring a second possible? Maybe you can't allow Divri Toya from Divri Kabbalah.
But I thought the Gemara itself was saying that. Well, I definitely wasn't bringing it for
that's,
that.
That was Matkala. But there's a stage in the Gemara, yeah? There's a stage. Then the Gemara said, I made it? We not just made it, we just want to have a Gilu Mil Svalo move.
Right.
And am I a new man? But there's two Malachim in the Gemara. First Malach is to say the reason why I brought down the second Pasuk, the first Pasuk wasn't good enough, because you can't learn out a translation from Nobi.
Translation?
That's what the Gemara is telling you. No? Again, there's two stages in the Gemara. You have to have the Gemara clear in your mind. There's two stages in the Gemara. First stage in the Gemara was, why did it say Vohime? Because you might have thought you can't learn out the translation of Negicha from Nobi. And that's why you need to have it from the Chumash. To which the Gemara is Matcha that stage. What does the Gemara say? We're not learning it out. We're not learning out. It's not learning from to learn out the return to the Gabbalah, learning out halachas. But this is just translation. What's the problem? It means the first stage held that you can't learn out the translation, to which we're matka. Why not? It's just translation. You should be able to learn out one from the other. So then the second stage of the Gemara to say we're learning a halachas moment. That had we just at the Pasuk in Navi, you would have thought it's only detached. The Pasuk comes to teach me even attached. But the first stage of the Gemara, what was the first stage of the Gemara? Why did it say two psukim? According to the first stage of the Gemara, why did it say two psukim? Not about detached or attached, what's on the second stage? What's the first stage of the Gemara saying? No. Yossi, what was the first stage of the Gemara?
Right.
saying definition, tell us you can't learn definition.
The first stage is saying, I've got a definition in Melachim, but V'Oimer, no, you need to learn definition from the Torah, because you can't learn out definitions for the Torah from Nobi. To which the Gemara asks back, why not? Why can't you? The main of halachas you can't. This is not halachas, this is just getting else. You should be able to do that. You learned the Gemara some other way?
This is the question you need in the Gemara.
I'm asking, is there any other way to learn it? You learned it some other way?
Yes.
Tell me, please.
I understood it as asking, how can you attempt to learn halachas from what is a rhetorical question? And if you could tell me that we're trying to learn halachas from
read inside, yes, read inside and tell me how you read.
Yeah. John Rabbanan, Rice for us, Imel Avot Nehru Meshol. Kere Vashay Vahadengi.
That's the previous verse.
Sorry.
Karamanon.
Huh?
Karamanon. Yeah, oh, this is now the Gemara speaking. Karamanon. On how did you care? The
Karamanon. Ki Gach. Because the Pasuk in Chumash says Ki Gach. How do we know that it's only important? Shenehemar, because the pasuk says enough. Vayas Tzipia ben Kna'ana Karnei Barzel. He made for himself metal horns.
At this stage in the Gemara, what's the Gemara trying to prove?
That Karnaim is Barzel.
Karnaim is
Barzel. Sorry, Karnaim is Begicha.
Translation. And when the pasuk says Kiga, it means Negicha. It means with care.
It's not over here, right? The pasuk, the Gemara, it's not first stage.
This is
Gemara still proving that Negicha is Kanaim. That's the whole statement. Right.
Very good. So what's he trying to do? Trying to explain to us. Negicha is Kanaim. Not teaching us halacha. The halacha is not teaching us any halacha. It's not teaching us any halacha. It's your translation.
Well, if for whatever reason we don't know yet, bring you another proof.
So again, what are we bringing this passage for?
Also, proof is that the Negicha is Kanaim.
Also, translation.
Yeah.
So at this stage, we're translating
the definition of Kanaim. Of the Negicha, sorry.
So now the
Gemara. Why do we need to bring a second passage?
Right.
Mechitema, and if you were to tell me, that I wasn't able to learn a halachas from the
halachas. Word. You just told me we're not learning halachas. You just told me we're just trying to tell you translation.
Halacha
is written in the Torah. The Torah tells me clearly the halacha. The Torah says the halacha is if a show it goes, you pay chatinah, it's all written in the Torah. We just don't know what the translation of the gifa is.
Yeah,
so I'm going to tell you the translation of all your possible halacha, impossible in Zayis
Abraham. No, to support the halachas that we learn with Chumash, and to say that it's specifically with horns.
To translate it, that's all.
But it's all related to halachas.
The halachas are written in the Torah, I just don't know the word yigach means. So to say this, you've translated it for me. Mm-hmm. That's indeed what the Gemara asks. The Gemara jumps on this and says, you're meaningful? Not learning halachas, which is a problem to learn one from the other. Gilu milsabamu. We're just learning our translation.
So what is the word behind meaningful? It's a rhetorical question. Ah, meaningful? Would I even learn? Would I learn what? It's not going to say, but I learn a translation? And then it says, hi, gilsa milsabamu. So, mashallah, we're not asking, we're not complaining about definition.
The first stage of Gemara was saying, just like you can't learn our halachas, so too you can't learn our translation. Right? We know you can't learn our halachas from Novi. So who are you can't learn our translation? On which the Gemara is saying back, no. The Melef you can't learn out. This is not Melef. This is Gilgal Mazabam. Of course you can learn our translation. Why not? But the first stage of the Gemara.
Is that you can't? No, you can.
I mean, there's different people speaking in the Beis Medrash. There's some people standing in this corner saying, you know why it says two psukim? Because you can't learn out the translation one from the other. Just like you can't learn out halacha one to the other, you can't learn out translation one to the other. Along comes the people on the other side of the Beis Medrash and say, you're not true. Lemeidah, you can't learn out, but Gilui Milsabal, you can. To learn halacha, you can't learn out. But translation, you can. But this mandala, the one standing in the corner over here, what's he saying? Why did he say the Oimer?
It wasn't.
Was
I think he was saying for halacha.
What halacha? Tell me halacha he told us. Until here, tell me any halacha he told us.
He was saying that because related to halacha, you cannot learn out and explain to me what the halacha and the chumash are from where, from the sources in Nath, whether it's translation or
brilliant. Anything. Okay, beautiful. Mask him. Very good, Yossi. So you're saying this man, the one standing on the right hand side of this space of Medrash, is saying the Kalara translation, it will have a ramification problem. That means he'd say Kalara translation, even though it's just translation, if that translation will therefore tell me a certain halach. What translation are you telling me? Well, the apostle says Kiyagam, I don't know what Kiyagam means. Translation will find the Navi tells me it means with horns, goring. That's the word goring. So if I now tell you, using Navi to tell me that Kiyagam in the Chumash means goring, in the end of the day, we'll now know a halacha which we wouldn't have known otherwise. Can't do that. What's them under Omar saying, the one in the other corner saying? It's not true. All you're telling me is a translation. And there's no problem to learn that translation from Navi. Even though afterwards I now know how to read the Chumash, but the halachas were all written in the Chumash. I just didn't know what the translation is. There's any difference between looking up an article or what Yigach means or looking up a Navi. It's the same thing. Without knowing what the word Yigach is, I don't know what the pasuk is talking about. But once I do know, then I know what the pasuk is talking about. The halachas are in the Torah. That's the vikuach, right? That means the first stage of the Gemara held that you can't learn out translation from Navi if, like you want to add, which is good, because of now I know translation, now I'll know certain halachas in the Torah. That's what the first stage of the Gemara was. So the Tver Shmuel says that's why the Braisa wrote these two psukim. According to this stage, to teach us this halacha, to teach us the halacha, that you can't learn out translation to teach you halacha in the Chumash, you can't learn out translation in the Navi. The post that Bryce has told me, I've got a posting in the Navi, but you should know I've got a posting in the Chumash as well. Why am I bringing you the posting in the Navi? Just to teach me that you can't use the posting in the Navi. Isn't that amazing? It's had I just told you, you'll never know this halacha. You'll never know the halacha that you can't use a posting in the Navi to explain to us what's pshat in a pasuk in the Torah.
Wasn't Mashmuel from the answer that it was known? It says, they had me fool.
That's the
Gemara.
That's the
Gemara. I wasn't trying to do that, but I already knew the Allah that you can't do that.
By many fool. Is those people on the other side of this medrash shouting back?
Hello, I'm not going to wake up, but meaning I wasn't trying to do that.
Yossi, there's two people who are speaking. There's one person who suggested the first halacha, to which the second halacha is answering back. Valmeidavu, what do you want? It's just translation. It's skinny mos valme. We're disagreeing with you. Ella was saying yubsha, but there was a first halacha.
I thought it was one person talking. This whole sentence is a bit
old.
This whole sentence is one long rhetorical question.
No.
And if you tell me that I'm coming to use it for a lot of purposes, the answer is no, I'm coming to just give a translation. No?
Well, made it for the Gemara asking on that. Well, made it for. How can you tell me you're not allowed to be able to be melef from Navi to Chumash? It's not teaching you a halacha, it's just teaching you a translation, just gilim as well. That means I'm arguing on what you just told me. You told me it's included in the problem of melef, learning Navi from. Learning Torah from Navi, it's not Melev, this is Gilim Mills Mahalat. I'm arguing on what you just said. But the first Mahalat was certain Amiroim suggesting this Mahalat.
So then, repeat it for us again, please.
Sure.
It was definitely not one person.
So that's good that I'm here, no?
That's of course.
Says the Gemara. Karen Menalam, where do you know Karen from? The Tomer Abono, Kiga. The Apostle says Kiga, in the Gichel of a Ker, Shenema, Vayas, Loi, Tzitkio, Ben Kenano, Karni Bazel, Vayemekem Hashem, Ba'ilet Tanagir Yisero. Says the Bryce, the Oyma, another Apostle, Vachoy, Shoyo, Hodo, Loi, Vekarni, Ve'im, Karno, Vahem, Amin, Yenagach. End of Bryce. Ask Algamon, my Ba'oyma, why does the Bryce need to give two Psukim? Perhaps you'll say, this is right. Perhaps you'll say, Dimitri, Dimitri, Molo, Lo Yofino. Perhaps somebody on the left hand side of the Bais HaMikdash might say, the reason why you can't is because Dimitri, Dimitri, Molo, Lo Yofino. And that's why we needed Toshma, Bechoy, Shere, Hodole. You might have suggested such a pshat to which the Gemara Matkit and say, no, you can't suggest such a pshat because Baha'i made a fool. That's not learning out halacha. It's just translation. So you can't suggest such a pshat. I would have thought such a pshat. You can't do that. So Elamai, it's going to be a different pshat. Ella is always saying,
forget what we just said.
We suggested something, but it's not right. Ella, a new pshat. Okay, I just want to, before we get to the second pshat. The first mahalat, well, the habamina, but maybe that's why you can't learn from Novi. So Tfei Shmuel says, so we had a question, so why did the Brisa bring the Novi, Bechlal? If you can't learn it from, why bring it? Tells it to teach us this, that you can't learn from it. Had the Torah, the Brisa just said, you know, it show it is, Negicha is Kerah, and how do you know it? From Bechor Yishoy Hodolo. Okay, I had a posik in the Torah. What would it be if I didn't have a posik in the Torah? I only had the posik in Novi. Could I learn from Novi? I would have thought yes. So this Brisa especially says you should know. I've got posik in Novi. I'm not bringing that posik in Novi. I'm going to bring the posik in the Chumash because you can't learn out from the Novi. You can't learn out translation from a Novi if it's going to have ramifications for how to understand the Chumash.
So where do you know? What's this part that I'm not learning?
Yeah, and look, I mean, you're asking the question of the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara's question was that, so it'd be hard for me to answer that. They held that, like Yossi was saying, everything that we're learning halachas has to be based on the Torah itself. You can't learn out, even translation, it won't be shut to tell me how to learn halacha. It has to be somewhere in the flesh.
Also,
obviously, the Gemara says, not like that.
It's not creating it.
Did you asked the Gemara's question, which the Gemara says only as a half a minute, thought. I'm just saying, if you have a minute, that's what Tfei Shmuel wants to say. That's the chiddush of this verse. Very nice. The mice of the Gemara mats for that. What's the Gemara's teretz? Second teretz. Let's see the second one inside.
Well, aren't there many times where Gemara refers to Navi to clarify what we're talking about?
There are cases which would fit in with Maskana's Gemara. It would fit in with the Maskonas Hagemon.
It has a fit in with
that. The Hagemon, they say that.
No, with it. Tverish.
No, Tverish was going to only be the, was explaining for the first south of the Gemara, which the Gemara was Matri. Yeah, Maskonas Hagemon is, of course, you can learn translation from another place. Yes. But he was explaining that for the first south, I can explain to you what the Hagemon is. We have a novel way of reading the Brisa. Explain to us why do you need to bring it in context? Yeah. And one second, so what's the second mahalach? So what's the elo? What's the elo? Elo, mao de teime. You know what? I might have thought, ki paling rachmona bin tam and mood. When the Torah is mechalik between tam and mood, hani mina bitlusho. Av mechuberes eimo kuro moedesi. Maybe, if it's mechuberes, you're right, you have a posik in Novi that's mechadish to us that negicha is with the keren. That Karen was a detached Karen, not Mechubah. So maybe there the Torah is Mechalik between Tam and Mu'ud. But something which is Mechuberes, which Rashi tells us, if it's Mechuberes, it's walking in its normal way. So maybe there the Torah didn't make a Chiluk between a Tam and Mu'ud. Eima Kulome Edesi. That's the second mahalach, the final mahalach of the Gemara. Why do we need the pasuk in the Chumash? Because without the pasuk in the Chumash, I would have thought that you are shalom by
regular.
So I need this pasuk. So now we have the question again. So why do we now need the pasuk in the Chemia? Enochim, I was in a chem, I don't know why. Because I gave Melachim to tell me this, to tell me if, anyway, it's not true. So he says that if you would have had If you wouldn't have the possibility of Malachim, you would have thought that if it's detached, then it doesn't have any chiv. It's an onus. Maybe you wouldn't use the word tenagach to translate regarding detached. If you'd only have the possibility of Choshei Hodel, I would only know the word negicha is referring to attached. And there the term is the chiluk between tam and mu'ad. But maybe if it's detached, maybe there wouldn't be any chiyuv b'chlam. Maybe that's a minus. Like you said before, when you think a show would take horns in its mouth, maybe something like that is a complete onus. I'd have to expect my animal to do such a thing. There was a havamina, not for the posuk in Menachem. There'd be a havamina, such a thing wouldn't even be called negicha. It'd be again onus. No, that's why we need the posuk in the chemi. It says here, I'll read that out to that in this last part. That's what he wants to say. According to the second Mahalach, he says more possible why you need the Pasuk in the Chemin. Because the Pasuk, both of them teach us something. The Pasuk in the Torah teaches us that the din that it says in the Torah about Talmud applies even by attached. And the Pasuk in Melachim teaches us that if it's detached, it's still called Nagicha and it's not called an Oinus.
So that's how we
use
the Pasukim?
Yeah.
So still teaching the order differently. Teach me first the Chumash, then teach me.
Okay. All right. Masim Zohar. One point I'm not 100% clear on at the moment is that how can we learn this? Sounds like Halacha is teaching you. Sounds like Halacha, no? That if it's detached, it's not called an Oinus. That sounds like Halacha.
Right.
If it's halacha, how can we learn that from Nachim?
It's definitional, that's in the Gita.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to be very careful with my words.
Right.
And saying that it's a translation to say that even when it's detached, it's still called Megicha. And therefore, when the Torah says Kiyigach, Al-Kochra means even detached. And therefore, you see from the Torah that's not called an Oinus. That's what Lachor you have to. If you listen back to the Shiur recording, you'll hear how I was trying to be very diplomatically correct on this point. That's what you have to say. According to this, that it's only a translation, but it's a translation which will teach us. And when you learn the Chumash again, you see a Chiddush. It's not an Oinus.
So, really, all you can say then is when you're dealing with. If you cannot learn directly halachas from Naf. Otherwise, but you could learn halachas indirectly from Naf, but you know, strictly by definitional.
Right.
I was going to say that it can be
still that still.
Just to clarify, when it says you can't learn halachas from Naf, it doesn't mean all halachas. It must be referring to like punished payments or things of that sort, right? So we surely learn other halachas from Naf.
Why not do that for now?
We have Megillah, we have different
halachas.
I'm saying,
the different term and different kabbalah.
That's what I'm discussing. It's talking about now halachas.
Different term. Different term. Things which are biblical obligations. Very interesting that the Shita says, why is it called different kabbalah? Why is Novi called kabbalah? If anything, Torah is kabbalah. Why should Kibbal Torah see that? What's Novi?
Kabbalah is taken up from the Kibbalah.
Moshe Kibbutz, you know, Masur a little bit. Divi Nevi'im Kovu Divi Kabbalah Al Shem Shenevi'im Kovlim B'tzayakim Al Tzoris HaNeroyis HaNeroyis Em B'chazir. They used to shout and Kovlim is to moan and arouse people. So that's one shout why it's called Kabbalah. The Nevi'im were the ones who would be standing there moaning and bemoaning the fact that Klal Yisrael are going to get these punishments for not doing what they're meant to be doing.
Preachers.
Not preachers, no, not preachers, no, the bemoaners. And then the Alam Shati says, like Yasser was saying.
What's that
answer? Koivlin, why is it called Kabbalah?
Yes, yeah, so what is that?
They were Koivlin. They were the Koivlin, they were the bemoaners. Kabbalah are people who are Koivlin.
Kabbalah?
No, different translation. He says Kabbalah. He's using an interesting way. Koivlin is the Lashon of bemoaning. Yeah, so they would bemoan the fact that these people, that's one percent. Second percent is more of a chere poshut, Kabbalah as their receivers, that they come to the Torah from which Rabbi Tom. Oh.
I was learning a definition now, and I learned a definition from that rather than that way.
Sorry, say it again.
You're trying to find the definition of meaning of the word Kabbalah.
Shitwick Betzes, yeah. Definition of that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, very good. So that's that. There's a question which we have to do Rashi. We've got Rashi not to it. Question we have to do Rashi. Read Rashi, not Rashi. Divi Kabbalah. See where the Rashi is? Good. Divi Kabbalah, Levi Mubsubi. Divi Kabbalah is Levi and Ksubi. Well, made it for me, live for me. I'm not going on with Divi Kabbalah. We're not learning out from Kabbalah. Loi Chiyuv, Loi Pto. Not any liability, not any exemption. Elot Gilu Milsu. All it is a Gilu Milsu. Whatever it says in the Gicha, but Karen, it means Karen. Elot Hochi Itzchech Va'omer. This is why we need Va'omer. The Mauda Tim, I might have thought. Kicholach Rachmono. Bein Tamanu Edes. Kicholach Rachmono. The Torah differentiates. Bein Tamanu Edes between Taman and Mood. That what? The Beshori Tang, Steve. Regarding Choritam, it says Lechot to Es Kasto, which from there we learn the Mishanim Elochati Nezek, the only Pechatine. Obukoet Ksiv, Shanim Mishanim, and by Mumud it says Shanim Mishanim, Choritam of the Shoy, which from there we learn the Mishanim Nezek Shalim, you pay Nezek Shalim. So we see a little between Tam and Mumud. So you might have thought, Hani Mini, Bekarim Telusha. That's only regarding a Karim Telusha. Dumya the Karmin Sitkiyom and Kenano. Comparable to the story there. How do you have Tlusha? How do you have an animal? Kiyigat Shoish with Karmin with Tlusha? How do you have that? Chugoy, Shaofsa Beima, the Beima holds a Karen, Bein Shina between its teeth, Benonko. So you might have thought that's why there's a Chiru between Tam and Mood. Tosom Vada Ilum is Shalim Tam Kulin Ezek. There's certainly the Tam shouldn't pay Kulin Ezek. Mishum to ein darke bekech, because that's not the normal way to do it. V'loi hoya abayim mishmoy midavazeh abayim, which shouldn't have been expected to look after themselves, look after the animal for that. Avon l'chuberes, but l'chuberes d'lochir, it's the normal way for it to do it. Ema kolom edesi, maybe every situation is different, even in tchila. I feel a bit thrilled even from the beginning when Shalom is in Shalom. And he was surveying in Shalom. Toshama, Bechoy, Bekarne, Aim, Sibi in Egypt. With Karne, Aim, Bekarne, Ober, Aim. There he talks about Negicha. On the Mechuberes, Nami, Keren, Negicha. You see the Mechuberes, Kori, Negicha. You see the Mechuberes, also called Negicha. Obestam Negicha, Pelik, Paling, Achmama. Ben Karen Tamo, the Karen Mordes, Stam Negicha, Stam, Negicha, Stam, without specifying what type of Negicha, the Torah made the chiluk between Karen Tam and Karen Mordes. So from here we see even a Karen that's Mechuber is called Karen, is called Yigach, and on that the Torah said, Yigach, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Shalim, depending if it's a Tam or a Mord. At Kam, the Gemara. Very good. So there's a question which I'm going to leave you with. You can think about it. You can shout to each other about it. The Gemara is saying there's a Havamina that if you just have the pasuk of the Torah, of the Navi, you would think that by the Navi, if you don't have the pasuk of the Navi, you would think that detached is Chatzi Nezik.
Attached?
Detached.
Detached.
But attached is always Nezik Shalom.
Right.
Now that you have the pasuk of Bechoshoi, so what's that teaching us? What's that teaching us?
That's right. The distinction that Hashem is making between the two candidates is also with regards to the show having.
If I wouldn't have had the pasuk of Bechoshoi, what would I have thought?
That the first time he gores when attached, he's already chayav his shalom.
Maybe not. Maybe it comes to tell me it's always going to be a tam. What made you pick that way around? Maybe the other way around? Maybe an animal that's attached is always a tam. I really thought the other way. Why one way yeah, one way no? Why does the Gemara assume if you wouldn't have the possible choshoy, I would have thought that shoy is always chayiv nezek shoy? The Torah made a chiluk between tam and mur. The Torah said, tam, chatzi, mur, nezek shoy. We don't know if the Torah is speaking about one with horns that's attached or detached. If you just have the possible lobby, you would have thought only detached. But if it's attached, the Torah wasn't speaking about it. Now it could go two ways. You could say the Torah wasn't speaking about it and it's always nezek shoy. Or the Torah wasn't speaking about it and it's always chatzi nezek. For some reason, the Gemara picked one way. Since we don't know if the Torah was speaking about, the Torah wasn't speaking about an attached, maybe it's always going to be Nezik Shalom.
Always Nezik Shalom?
That's what the Gemara thought. That's why you need the passing of the Chumash. If not that, you would have thought always Nezik Shalom. Freak the Ashba, why didn't you think so? Maybe you should say the other way around. It should always be Chatzi Nezik. That's the question of the Ashba. Gentlemen, you are welcome to think about this question and see why you disagree with the question. Obviously, there's an answer to this question. He himself gives two answers. And look at the Rashi as well. Just a little piece. I wish you all a wonderful day. Can you done to